Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is David Moon, a political consultant and blogger at Maryland Juice. Dave's going to talk to us a little bit about the attorney general race in Maryland. But first, briefly, tell us what Maryland Juice is.
So MarylandJuice.com is a blog I started a couple years ago, really to cover state politics from the insider perspective. So it talks a lot about who's running for what office, you know, what their relative strengths are, and also it covers hot-button legislative activity in Annapolis each session.
So you're going to talk about the candidates in the attorney general's race, and you're going to tell us who the Democratic candidates are.
You know, right now, most people who observe the political process would say the attorney general's race is likely to be won in the Democratic primary, given the party's, you know, huge registration advantage in state elections. You know, interestingly, the race is not very high profile right now, but, you know, the sitting attorney general, Doug Gansler, is running for governor in 2014. And so, you know, I think people are now seeing the office as a high profile race just by virtue of that happening. So there are four candidates in the race, one state senator, and three members of the Maryland House of Delegates right now. You've got State Senator Brian Frosch from Montgomery County, delegates John Cardin from the Baltimore region, delegate Bill Frick, also from Montgomery County, and delegate Aisha Braveboy from Prince George's.
David, have you seen any polling?
I have not seen any polling, and you know, my hunch is that it's probably way too early for that. So a lot of the game that's happening right now is the inside jockeying for the institutional support, the grassroots supporters in the party, and early endorsements. And so that's, I think, where the state is at right now. And, of course, everybody's fundraising. And we won't know till January how that is going to look.
So there's no early data on who's raising the most money?
No, I don't think so. But don't forget, too, that most of the action in 2014 is going to be driven by the top-of-the-ticket race, which is the governor's battle. And so I think there's a decent shot that what's going to end up happening is you'll see tickets and slates and teams emerging across the state as people try to get better positioning among different demographic and regional groups.
Sure, and we'll be looking at where the votes are and, you know, the Baltimore versus Montgomery County dynamic, which is always there. You know, we'll see. And of course, Gansler has yet to announce, but says they'll do it in the fall. David, thanks.
All right. Thanks for having me.
For David Moon, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.